place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. Right. And Lewis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Woo! It's
That's
a nightmare.
Fucking great.
Nobody should ever let me be in charge of anything.
Yeah.
I will tell you right now, that it's craziness.
Yeah.
What's going on, boys? Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, or also known as Louis J. Gomez and his white friends.
Thank you, Louis.
Yeah, I really only have white friends. We're trying to do a thing for Legion of Skanks tonight where we're bringing in a black woman, and we realize that we don't know any black women.
You know many black women.
No, they're not comedians.
Oh. Yeah, but you don't know any. We know few non-comedians.
I know a bunch of non-comedian white women.
Yeah?
I can get a lot of fucking white broads, a lot of white dudes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I. Am I truly friends with any black people that are not comedians? That are not comedians? This is a fucking real question right here. Look at Jola's wedding. We went to Jola's wedding, and not you guys, but me and Sam were there.
Yeah.
You know, and.
It was white.
It was. Dude, I was a black guy. I was legitimately.
It was. Yeah, but he's from Boston. They don't know black people.
Yeah, they do. They hate them. They know them more than anybody else. Sam Morrell's here. Very happy to have you, my
How
friend.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
Fuck yeah. I am saying that right. For years, I always questioned
it's
if
Morrell.
I'm saying it
no
right.
One knows it but you.
Yeah, Morrell. For every time I say it, because there's Morrell.
One time, someone brought me on stage. They're like, what's your name again? And I was like, Sam Morrell. And he's like, all right, everyone give a warm welcome to Samuel. That's not it at all.
Oh, it's so Jewy.
It's so Jewy. I hated it.
Also, Patrick Schroeder is here, back on the show. Scro Time, what's up, kid?
How you doing? But my name always gets mispronounced.
How?
Shows I get Schrader, Schrader. Scrotum was big growing up.
No.
People would just call
that
me
would you call
scrotum.
You that for that That's was on funny purpose. Though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, still.
Like in middle school, in high school, in college, and now in comedy.
Well, to this day, there are people. If I run into them on the street, they're like Scrotum.
Where'd you grow up?
Florida.
Yeah, that's a handjobby thing, I guess. Florida. Florida's very weird because Florida's the most southern state, right? Or is Texas?
No, I think we're down there the lowest.
Florida's the most southern state, but they don't have southern accents.
No.
Why is that a thing? Why is that's like a phenomenon that they're as deep as you fucking get, except they all just sound like they're from Jersey.
No, in Tallahassee, they have accents.
Shut up, Shannon. I didn't ask you.
I was going to make that same point, though, Shannon, so you're good.
Well, men are talking. What did you say, Patrick?
You know, in Tallahassee, they do have southern accents.
Interesting. That's a very interesting point.
Yeah, they also, a lot of transplants probably in Florida, too, right?
Ew,
yeah,
and, trannies? Gross, Sam. This is an all right show, so maybe you don't understand. You don't bring into that fucking lefty liberal shit under this fucking. Program. What'd you say? I don't know what you said.
He just went right to
it's all low-hanging fruit.
Last time I was at Side Splitters in Tampa, the owner there, Bobby Jewell.
Bobby
real,
Jewell.
Real booze bag. Pinky ring, toupee, the whole shebang. And he called me a liberal Jew faggot at least 20 times. He's a throwback. Throwback is what you call out of touch, idiot.
I love it. I love it. You don't think that we still kind of need those guys? Here's the thing. In 30 years, 40 years, everyone's going to be a fucking liberal fag Jew, right? And that's fine. That's okay. It's a better world. I tell this to my son every day. I'm like, one day you will grow into a liberal fag Jew, and it's a better thing for you. But is it not going to make life less interesting? Is it not going to make, like, you know, when you're writing a TV show about real life and today, you don't have interesting characters. You don't have real diversity and personality traits. It's like, if you want everyone to have the same thought process and the same, you know, type of thing, who gives it? That's not diversity. Who gives a fuck about skin color? Like, diversity.
Goodfellas wouldn't be as good if he said two guys stole my truck.
I worked with that guy, by the way, on the road. His name's Bob Golub.
Excellent.
That guy.
Yeah.
I did a road gig with him years ago, and he is... He's one of those guys that, like, every story ends with, so then I punch his fucking lights out. And he's like, yeah, I don't get why I don't have more friends. And he's like one of those dudes. He, like, and he also claims that he, like, word got around the black scene that he improvised that line. Like, he had one line, and he thinks people thought he improvised that line. But he's like, no, it was fucking written. He's like, it was, I think, two N-words. He's like, I changed it to one.
Yeah. Wait, so he's a comic?
He's a comic.
I would love if, like, the crowds asked him to end the shows with that line. They're like, come on, do the line. Say it.
In Florida, they might.
Tallahassee, especially. Shannon, we got a great show planned today.
Yeah.
Okay. But what are we up against?
So I had to do this, and in about approximately 278 AD is when.
Hold on, 278 AD, after the death of Christ. This is on this side of Jesus.
Yes.
Go ahead.
That's when.
Sorry, Sam. We're a religious show.
I should be the one apologizing to you.
We're an alt-right.
Yeah.
Christian program. All right.
Yeah.
I know you're a Jew liberal, and we have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But just understand where you're at. You know, we're cool.
Alt-right. Okay.
We got no problem.
You're surrounded.
Go ahead.
So it's when St. Valentine was beheaded, which led to St. Valentine's Day.
No!
So what happened was there was this like evil emperor in Rome, and he wanted to get more soldiers on his side, but he thought nobody wanted to fight for him because they were too busy getting married and like being in love. So he forbade people to get married and be in relationships, and St. Valentine, like on the DL, kept performing weddings and stuff.
Ooh,
and,
you sneaky fuck.
And so he found out and he beheaded him.
Wow. In front of the people that he had married?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. In front of the whole town.
Wow.
He, like, beat him and then beheaded him.
Ladies and gentlemen, real ass dude of the week, whoever that king was.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Real ass dude of the week. What's the king's name?
Claudius the Cruel.
Claudius the Cruel. What a fucking great name.
It sounds like what you would do if like the Gas Digital staff started slacking for a week or
something.
Yes. You're like, no marriage, no love.
Just behead Shannon in front of a live streaming audience on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Speaking of which, guys, I'll really quickly say this before we get into the show. If you're enjoying the show on iTunes, you should know that we do the show live every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern. You can watch the live streams for free. That's right. All Gas Digital live streams are now free, free, free. Shannon, can you do anything as a producer? Can you add to this at all? I'm fucking telling a big deal thing, right? You know.
I don't have echoes.
You have something. It's a big deal.
That was good.
They're free fucking live streams. But here's the other thing, okay? You should know that we have over 230 episodes, okay? That is over 400 hours just of this podcast.
Wow.
On demand, in HD, whenever you want it. Going back fucking years, back when we were back in stand-up New York. And 16 other podcasts on the network, all available, all the archives, everything on demand. When you guys want it, $6 a month if you use the promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial.
Oh.
You get it at each episode comes out 5 days before it goes to iTunes or Google Play or anywhere else. Ad-free episodes.
What else?
We have a live chat, message board. Exclusive content for $6 a month. Where else can you get that? And the price is going up, guys, in like a month. I'm telling you right now. Apps launching, new backend, new websites launching. We're raising the price. Go subscribe now because we are going to raise the price if you're not subscribed. And I'm not going to say the price, $8.50. I'm not going to say the price that it's going to be raised to, so go do it fucking now before it's too late.
What an honest businessman right there.
I'm going to tell you right now, because other people, when they raise the price of their podcast networks, they just fuck everybody in the asshole.
Mm-hmm.
They bend their fans over. They look them in the face and say, you're getting fucked. Then they bend them over, they grease up their asshole, and they plop their dicks in.
That's how you
and,
do it.
And your original fans get the original price.
Yeah,
OG price. Yeah.
Nice. All right. That's good.
They have to have a better term than grandfathering, and I feel like that's a fucking weak bitch term.
Maybe your grandfather, not my grandfather.
Your grandfather was a dope dude?
Oh, yeah. He had a big old fucking tumor on his head. He fought
really?
Oh, yeah. And now my dad's like growing a bubble on his head, and we're all...
Oh, no.
It's going to be the same thing, and then I'll get it.
Does your dad freak out every day when he sees that bubble?
Well, he just noticed it like after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, so it was like he had the best moment, and now the cancer came, just like it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is...
Your dad and every woman in Philadelphia woke up with a bubble on their head after the Super Bowl.
So we have to beat the beheading of St. Valentine on today's show. So if you guys don't do the show that often, every episode we have to beat whatever the biggest moment in history was. So we're up against a lot right now. That's a huge moment in history.
Us personally?
This show has to beat...
We have to have a better show than St. Valentine.
Beheading.
All right, well,
in terms of
Sam.
The impact on the world and what it does, I mean, to be honest with you, I really feel like, you know, Valentine's Day, it's a Hallmark holiday. It's not one of these real ones.
No,
you
nobody
know?
Likes it.
That's what it is today. It's Valentine's Day. And you got a chick now, Sam? No, single.
I'm single.
Showtime?
Single. Yeah.
Zachy?
I've been with the same girl for 4 years.
You know that, Louis.
One of my best friends.
Ask me every time.
I've met her multiple times. She's watched my son. me and you, Zach, the only ones with a chick. This is it. And Shannon, you're loveless, right?
Yep.
did you just bring us in here to taunt us? Yeah.
Well, no, here's the thing. Maybe we should have a fucking dating contest.
We brought
for
you
Shannon.
In to ask what happiness is like.
Yeah, no, happiness is fine. You know, like, it's good being in a relationship. It's gotten, you know, a little weird lately, but it's fine. She moved here. Anyway, so.
A lot of dating comic situations here.
You know, why not?
A lot.
You did it for a while.
Yeah, it's like
the
a
past,
Mexican
present,
stand-off.
And future, man. It's a, it's a little, yeah, it's a sticky thing. You got to be careful.
Yeah, especially if you fucking something else. I don't know. So
right there, being careful.
I'm really good at improv. So, Shannon, here's the deal. We're going to talk about V-Day. It's the V-Day, doggy. Everyone knows this, okay? It's a big deal. Big deal to a lot of the women out there. Is it a big deal to you, Sam? You got a date for tonight?
No, I'm doing two shows at the Cellar.
Yeah, but you're going to try to fuck, though, because all those single bitches be out at the show tonight. Then you're like, yo, what up? Do you do this? This is what I do when I was single. I will ask if there's any single ladies if I'm trying to fuck. And then, you know, here's the thing. If a woman claps, she's sort of a pig because she's letting you know she's kind of down to fuck, right?
She's putting out the sonar.
Yes, because if she has no interest in fucking at all in the world that night, she's like, I'm not fucking clapping. I'm not saying she's mad about being single.
Yeah, there's no reason to clap.
Yeah, she's upset about it. She's like, ugh, single. I hate my
life. You don't clap tonight.
Yeah. No, they're going to clap tonight, these
bitches.
You think
so? Doggy.
And then if she's too drunk to clap, that's who you focus on.
Then you give her the clap.
No, it's a wedding energy tonight for sure. There are girls out. No,
people are trying to fuck.
Wedding energy? What does that mean?
Like a vulnerability, I think, because you're like...
They want to fuck, you're saying.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, like a bridesmaid's energy is what I meant. Yeah, you like... I don't do that. I don't do that with any single women here. Mostly because, like, no comic I grew up looking up to would do that shit, you know? Like,
nobody looks up to me. If you're a comic and you look up to me, you are fucking failing.
I can't picture, that's like, Carlin being like, are there any single women here?
He did it, dude. Let me tell you something. You don't think fucking Carlin was getting some pussy back in the day?
He was, but he didn't do it like that.
Dude, you didn't see him in the clubs. Dude, you didn't see his raw set.
Carlin was doing his crowd work.
Look, I'm not saying, like, you throw out a little fucking jab to see what's going on. You rate the thing. And look, I'm not saying it's 100% of the time it works, but that is definitely a little trick you can use, and it doesn't actually come off that creepy, Sam. Why are you painting me like I'm being
I'm not
a fucking...
painting you creepy at all.
No, dude, you're calling me a rapist. Because I do an alt-right Christian program, and you're a fucking Jew liberal, and you got a problem with it, dog.
I don't, no. I think I just don't want to work it into my act. I'll chill at
this
the bar afterwards.
Doggy, this is an aside. This is not part of the act.
I think if you're hosting and you go, hey, where the single ladies at, something like that, that's
Patrick,
fine.
Get the fuck out. I host a lot, all right, you piece of shit?
I was backing
Patrick,
you up.
You're fucking, you're talking down to me now?
I'm hosting at Eastville. That's my move. Who's
fuck that place, too. I'll say that publicly.
Well, now I'm out.
Aren't they closing?
I
heard they're closing.
I have not heard anything.
I've heard some rumblings. I don't know if they're... I hope they don't close that location. I think he's opening something in Brooklyn.
I heard that I heard another comedy club owner is looking at that location, and they're having an issue with the liquor license, and that they're moving out to Brooklyn, Eastville.
Yes. Which is going to be a problem.
Good riddance, that's what I said.
Well, he did you wrong.
Yeah, he did everyone wrong. No real comics like him. Patrick will learn one day.
Patrick the stand guy?
No, Patrick
the guy next to you. Or I'll just never be a real comic, and I'll be there
Scrotum.
Forever. Come on. Your old buddy Scrotum.
Scrotum. Shannon, here's the thing. We have two single guys here.
Yeah.
Here's what I say, because Shannon's a fucking hot piece of work right there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially from the neck up. Especially. Her body's nice, too. No, her body's nice. I've decided this. But especially... Her face is beautiful, okay?
Yeah.
It still doesn't sound right what he says, especially from the neck up.
Her face is really... Her body's really nice, but it's especially her face. So I think what you guys should do, because it's Valentine's Day, you guys are single.
Yeah.
What I think we should do is describe what you would think would be a romantic night. Because you're single, dude. Something happened here. You guys fucked up in your lives because you don't have love right now. Something happened. All right. And Sam, I was with you on a boat, and I won't get into that fucking boat ride, but Sam had some down moments on that boat.
I want to hear
about
it.
I'm a dark dude.
What's Sam, when Sam starts drinking on a boat, I'm telling you right now, you know he's drinking on a boat. There's no hiding it. If you were blinded.
Well, I feel comfortable being vulnerable around you.
Of course.
I have to say, after doing Shiprock, drinking on a boat is a different kind of drinking.
It is, dude. Boat drunk.
You get those wristbands on.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Dog, you're drinking from morning to night. I haven't drank in 2 years. The last time I drank was on a boat and on my way to America. It's unbelievable. It's a celebratory shot.
You've really assimilated.
No, but it was Shiprock 2 years ago, January 22nd. So I just celebrated my 2 year anniversary. And I'm not, I do drugs, so I can't be a fucking idiot and be like, oh, I can't pat myself on the back for that.
We weren't going to give it to
no,
you.
No, but a lot of people do. A lot of people pat themselves on the back for not drinking when they do drugs, and that's not fair. Yeah, like soda. Yeah, soda's a fucking phone.
That's a fake AA thing. Phone. Yeah, you can't go to AA and say you smoke weed.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, no, that boat was. That was a lot. I was also fresh out of it. And look, you know, as we're saying, with comics, you got to walk on eggshells a little bit. But, you know, breakup to a boat is not as, it's never a smooth transition.
Yeah.
You're in a good place and then you're immediately.
But then you're stuck at sea with drunk women who are trying to fuck you. How are there not more sexual assaults reported on boats? Because it is all, I mean, by today's.
I thought you were going to say hookups. Why'd you go to sexual assaults?
Well, because by the standard of today's, Jew liberal, it's every hookup, if there's any alcohol involved, is a sexual assault. So really, it's just sexual assault at sea the whole time.
It doesn't fall into maritime law. Anything goes.
That is
out
true.
There
it is.
Water.
Yeah, international waters.
I had to listen to Mike Vecchione in the room next to me. Just nonstop.
We were his fucking sandwich bread.
Oh,
dude.
That's right. You
it was
side.
Mike Vecchione meat, just fucking pounding this fucking girl out. This girl was having the best time of her life.
Nice.
She's never had a better time. Mike Vecchione either fucks like a beast, has a 9-inch dick, I don't know what it is.
After he comes, you know, he's shadow boxing and shit in the room.
Dude, she had a blast. I've never had more fun than that in my life. Like, whatever she was experiencing, I wish I would ever experience 1/10 of that.
Dude, that was like one.
I want
how shitty were our rooms.
Do you
want
to fuck?
Our rooms were horrible. It was one of the things where people would like. Bert Kreischer was. It was like all these people were like, "Hey, it's. Do you have like a hot tub in your room too?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, very funny, whatever."
Oh no, they had like beautiful suites.
Yeah, but it's like that joke. I told comics on the road, they really had like hot tubs and three rooms.
I told Bert how much money I made, and I thought it was actually decent pay for the cruise.
Yeah,
because I was like, you know, it's not enough like you. He was like, "Oh, I'm sure we got comparable money." And I told him how much I made, and he literally went, "Oh," and then he walked away. It was uncomfortable. But I mean, like, it's fucking, it was $3,000 for the fucking cruise. It's like, I think that's decent money to get a free cruise vacation. You go fucking at sea. I don't know.
Lewis. Oh.
Oh, man. Sam, did you get that much more than me?
Yeah. But,
damn.
But, look.
3K, that was a good deal.
Dude.
You did it for nothing.
No, I didn't.
Oh, they gave you the pay?
He
got $4,000.
So,
I hate my
life. Dude, one of the best parts of those shows, some of those people were animals. Someone came up to me after the show and was like, they were like, oh, we really loved you. And then they turned to Rich Voss and they go, and you were okay.
Oh my God.
Rich goes, oh yeah, well, your two friends are prettier than you.
Dude, Voss, we were just in the elevator. Dude, we were in the elevator at one time. And you know, you're on a fucking boat and you kind of get to know everybody. It's a weird thing. You're really stuck with everybody.
Yeah.
And you start to understand the boat. You know, the first day you're on the boat, you don't know the front from the back, whatever. By day three, you're kind of.
So we're
like,
floating on water.
No, but dude, the elevator opens up and there's two cute chicks. And Voss is just, he's like an old man that flirts with like waitresses. He's that dude, right?
He's so fun.
So he's like, he's making comments and I don't know exactly how he got there, but he was just. There was four girls. There was two cute chicks and then two fat, ugly girls. And then the elevator goes to close. He goes, he's like, you two, get on. And the two ugly girls were just there. And we all just looked at them as the doors just slowly closed. And it was fucking awesome. I loved it.
It's so unacceptable, but like his age helped him. Like, you know, he was a terrible young person.
Of course.
But this age.
He smoked crack. He literally smoked crack.
He's also, there were so many, like before one of the shows, this woman went up to him. She's like, you're my favorite. Like, I love you, Rich. She's like going on and on. And then she just turns. It's like 5 minutes of praising him. And she just turns to me. And she goes, and you're Sam Morrell. That was it.
Yeah, dude. So look, here's the thing. This is what I want. Shannon, you're the single lady. Okay. You have any plans tonight, Shannon?
I do, actually.
You have plans with a guy?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh.
Have you banged him before?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to get fucking laid. Yeah. Shannon just wanted something going on. Shannon's a basic bitch, okay? That's the truth. If you want to be honest, it's like, because I have a friend who's proposing to his chick today, right?
Yes.
In my mind, I'm going like, this is probably a bad idea. You know, I think you should wait, make it a unexpected day. And then I said it to Shannon. She's like, no, it's cute. That's a perfect day.
I did follow it up
Shannon's
after.
Shannon's a dummy.
It's basic.
I followed it up basic. After. I texted you after.
Shannon sent me, I tell her to send me like news articles and things and like things to look up on the show. You know what she sent me today?
What?
I swear to God, this is a true thing. I'm starting a new segment today, actually, and I'm gonna hear. Let me open
it. It's like proposing at a fucking sporting event. You're like, yeah. It's so unoriginal. It's for you. It's not for her.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Look,
I know. I just ruined Patrick's idea, but.
So yeah. Oh, this is it's number five, Shannon. It's I need a new drop for this. The new segment's called Shannon is Retarded. And this is the story that she sent me, and it's a time traveler's story. Elderly gentleman time traveler holds up a spooky picture he claims to show what the Earth is like in 2118. And then she pulls down this, and it's just a guy who has a YouTube video. It's a fucking weirdo old guy. And, you know, this is like something that you would, this would be on the cover of like a shitty newspaper in the supermarket. You know, a tabloid type thing.
Next to Bat Boy.
Yeah.
Weekly World News type of thing.
Shannon pulled this up because she's like, wow.
Why is he, what proof does he have that he's a time traveler other than the fact that he's dressed from like a fucking traveling band in Biloxi or something?
Yep. It's a picture. And Shannon, by the way, she looked at this story and she was like, oh my God, we're traveling through time. We have to talk about this on the show. This is the way that she looks at the world.
Is the Real Ass Podcast breaking the time travel news?
That's it. We're the ones doing it, guys. So this is what I have to deal with Shannon. So she's very basic, and it's fine because she's very pretty. And you don't. If I was that pretty, I would never need to learn any sort of other skills in life. And the fact that she's become, you know, a competent producer, is, you know, I applaud her for just not laying down and just fucking. Taking dick for the rest of her life, because that's what I would do. If I was as pretty as Shannon, I would just be taking dick and doing nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, Shannon? So that's a compliment.
It is the nicest thing you've said to her since I've been here, so technically it could be a compliment.
So here's the deal. All right, romantic evening. You have two different guys here now. We have Sam's a liberal Jew, and we have Patrick Scrotime Schroeder. Or Scrotum, as we call him.
Thank you.
He is more of, you know, on our side, alt-right Christian, Proud Boy, white power. Okay? So what I would like to do is this is like there's two different angles here, okay? We have two different fucking types of dudes here.
Sure.
Shannon, once again, anybody could win her over. If you want to have sex with Shannon,
okay.
There is a path to get there. I think this would actually with anyone.
Disco fries.
I haven't heard a disco fries reference in so long.
Oh, fuck me, dude. That was funny. No, but I believe this with almost anything in the world, including having sex with women. But I believe this about, you know, making $1 million. I believe if you wanted to have $1 million 1 year from today, anybody in the world, there's a path to get there. The words you use, the decisions you make, the people you meet, there's truly a path to just have that $1 million in your bank account. And I really believe that, right? Yeah. So I believe to fuck Shannon, there's a path, and it's a much simpler path than having $1 million.
Well, if you had the $1 million, you could probably just fuck Shannon.
Oh, yeah. That would be a byproduct of getting $1 million when you're about one millionth of the way there.
Having $12,000 in an IROC Z.
This is how Tony Robbins got his start, dude.
Having tickets to Skid Row at the Fillmore. Listen, Shannon, you're going to judge these guys based off of what they say is a romantic evening.
Oh, shit.
Okay, and they're gonna figure out what a romantic evening would be for you. You could ask them questions as they go along, but I want to see who could win over the love and possibly butthole. Possibly, right, Shannon? Possibly?
No.
Never?
Nope.
Never.
Ooh. Say good woman. That was a test. I was going to fire her if she said she'd give up the butthole. I swear to God.
That's a mother of somebody's children right there.
That's right. I was going to get the fuck out of here, Shannon. You're no pig.
My opening line.
Yeah.
All right. So who do you think should go first, Zachy? First, you know, while they let them think about it for a second, mm-hmm. What do you call a romantic evening? What is for you? What are you doing for your chick tonight, doggy?
Oh, we're not doing anything. She's a teacher. She can't do late nights on weekdays.
You still got to do something. You got to do something a little bit.
I gave her gift already, and I fucking knocked it out of the park.
What was it?
The chicken shirt from Roseanne.
Well, I don't know the chicken shirt from Roseanne.
What on Roseanne, everyone wears the same. Like in the first season, Roseanne had a shirt with chickens on it, and throughout the series, everyone on the show wears it once. And I found a
company.
Like
a gag.
Yeah, and I found a company that made the shirt.
Like high school plays would do shit like that.
Yeah.
So that's the chicken shirt.
Yeah. So I found a company that made the shirt.
Show it on everybody in the different seasons of Roseanne. That's fun.
So that's fun. She'd love that, right?
Oh yeah, she lost her mind.
You know, Merch Pump could have just printed that for you. Zach, next time, you know, why are you trying to cut me out, bro? We could have done it a better deal for you.
Always trying to get yourself in for 10%. I admire that.
Yeah. So that's great. That's a cute little gift.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. I'm bringing my chick today. You know, we're you know, I got a lot of work to do today. So today, you know, it's not happening. But tomorrow.
The true romantic.
I sound like my father.
Baby, yeah. It's not happening tonight. All right.
No, tomorrow, I'm taking her on a picnic.
Ooh. Yeah, that's nice.
That's a fucking sweet fucking move right there.
You
doggy.
Already got the basket?
Nice. I actually do. I do have a wicker basket.
A little like a kerchief.
I do have a, and I do. You know what's funny? I wasn't gonna do any of that because that is really gay.
Yeah.
But I really, if I'm gonna do it, I might as well do it, doggy. Yeah.
Go all in, man. I have a real wicker, ass is being a little gay.
I have a wicker basket, and I do have a little handkerchief, like the checkered red and white that would really work very well.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do just the tip. If you're gonna be gay, put it all in there.
Yeah. Stick and I'm gonna take her. I'm gonna make sandwiches. Me personally, I'm gonna make
sandwiches.
I'll probably buy some brie cheese, a little bit of turkey.
You don't have an intern in here who can make some sandwiches
for
you?
I'm going to have an intern make these sandwiches, yeah, obviously. Okay. When I say I'm making these sandwiches, I'm ordering the sandwiches to be made from an intern.
Thank you.
Who made the interns?
It's like a chicken or the egg type
exactly,
question.
Exactly, doggy. The chicken.
That's the you. Chicken. The chicken.
How would they have the egg without the chicken?
But then how would the first chicken? All right, we can't get into this now. This is like the time travel thing all over again.
Look, Shannon's got a nosebleed. She's losing it right now. What is going on? Chicken or the egg? So I'm going to say, Patrick, you go first, dude. Romantic evening. What would you do? If you take Shannon out. She says, I'm going to go out with this guy.
All right.
Okay.
Well, first of all, Shannon, thank you for taking the time to go out with me on Valentine's
Day. You already lost. Too nice.
You got to be, dude, she's.
Well, I'm trying to figure out because, like, Zach. He had like a personalized gift. I don't really know anything about Shannon.
That's a good point.
So I would have to get to know you. Like, what are you?
What do you look? You look at her. What do you see?
I see colorful, very pretty from the neck up. I don't know. Valentine's Day. See, I fuck up every.
She
holiday.
Looks like a Valentine.
She.
That's like her.
I could give her as a gift to my actual Valentine. That's what it could be. I don't know. I always fuck up on holidays with women because I don't understand gift giving or romance or any of that sort of stuff. So I would find a way to mess it up. So I
well, how about let me and Zach will tell you a few things about Shannon so you understand a little bit more of perspective and background as to who she is because she's got a lot going on in her life, okay? She's an abuse victim. We found this out the other day. And she's okay with it.
That's and an apologist.
Yeah, she's also, she has no problem with the guy who did it. She kind of likes him still. Yeah. She's friendly with him. She said if he worked here, she'd be okay with it. She has fake tits.
Okay.
That her dad paid for.
That her dad paid for.
Okay. Nice. So from a strong family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all I know about Shannon.
She likes Amos Lee.
No. It's Amos Lee. You fat fuck. You're thinking of Amos cookies.
Yeah that's, Amos I was like, the cookie?
You know, they call him Vienna Fingers of the South.
I think he's more of a black and white cookie.
Yeah. Shannon. So what else do we know about her? She likes Amos Lee, that guy. He's a musician.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. Shannon, throw
some girl horseshit.
Throw some Amos Lee on. She look excited she is to play.
Yeah, she's glowing. Talking about Amos
Lee. She's sliding out of her chair now. So what else? What else do we know about her? Anything?
I think that's the limit.
I mean,
she's like 40 or something.
Oh, really? That's
She's older than she looks.
Yeah, I did not tell that at all.
Women really like it when you say she's 40 or something.
She's older than she. When you hear the music, you're like, okay, this is an old woman.
Ah. Oh, I hate it already.
I love it.
She's thinking about life before her tits.
I am at ease.
Oh my god. It's like what you play when a plane goes down and nobody survived.
It is nice. He's got a warm voice.
I hate it.
It's nice.
He's a mellow mulatto.
Yeah, I like. Look, it's fine. And this is Shannon's like thing. She loves this guy. This is her fucking dude. Yeah. So if you're fucking her, this is what you gotta fuck her to. Or Shannon, do you not like that? I imagine you probably like fuck the club music.
No.
It's like boom, 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 boom. No.
No, it's probably more mushy music.
This is a very tender fuck.
Yeah. Slow.
Yeah.
I just got the tip slightly in.
I'd probably fall asleep before it even started. Yeah.
That's not titty fucking music.
No.
You can't titty fuck to Amos Lee. Put it back on.
They get some booty bass going.
Yeah. Now can we watch some titty fucking, Shannon? Throw some titty fucking on like Pornhub or something. Let's see if it works. I bet you it doesn't work.
No way. No, the tempo's not right.
Yeah, this is like not freaky music. This is like making love to a half black. This is what this is for.
You need. This is not friction music.
No, this is very slightly sliding in. It's her first time. You know, you're in the back of a pickup truck. She's like 15.
How old are you?
38. This is in the future. This is after me and Kim break up. I got a pickup truck. I moved to Tallahassee.
Oh my god.
I got a southern accent. Let's see. Now, Shannon, titties and fucking.
I typed that in.
I bet the titty fucking is before they fuck.
She's the worst. She also doesn't even understand.
Judging by every porn ever, I bet you a titty fucks her before they fuck.
Yeah, that's part of the foreplay.
There it is, right there.
Where?
Titty fucked them massive jugs, Shannon.
That's the one I was just on.
Yeah.
That actually was written in her high school yearbook.
You know, 6 months ago, if you would have told me I was spending my Valentine's Day watching porn with Luis J. Gomez,
you would have said, that sounds right.
I would say, hell yeah.
Right. Right.
She's pretty cute for a big titty. Like, I don't like chicks with big tits.
Oh, really?
I'm not a big tit guy.
What, are you stupid?
I like...
Yes.
No, I like a chick with like a decent C. I don't like gigantic fucking...
C is pretty big.
We're not talking about a C. We're talking about her tits. Come on.
No, listen. I'm saying... That's too big. Big old floppy fucking big old tits.
Yeah, I like
They're fun every once in a blue, but... Yeah. Shannon, get to the titty fucking.
This is too sensual
this
porn.
This is crazy,
Shannon. If there's a massage...
No, go before the fucking.
It doesn't happen. I just scrolled through the whole thing. There isn't...
No, right there. I just saw it. Go back at like the 25-minute mark,
there
Shannon.
Okay.
You're the producer. What is going on?
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
It doesn't work, see? What'd I say?
I've never been less turned on.
Say, Shannon, can you superimpose your head on?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there we go.
Now I'm into it.
That works, kind of. I've never been into titty fucking really either. That's
really?
Another thing. It's fine, Shannon. Thank you very much.
I wasn't until I was with a girl who had huge tits, and then it was like, well, this is fun.
It makes
now.
My dick feel inadequate. I feel like I'm getting no pleasure out of it. She's getting no pleasure out of it. Nobody's. I get to look at my dick next to her massive tits, and it seems small. You know what I'm saying?
You turn the brain off, man. You just got to go for it, buddy.
I don't have a brain to turn on. I wake up every morning and I click my brain off. I'm telling you right now. I just it's not a titty fucking thing. It's like. It really. I think you have to have a huge dick to enjoy titty fucking.
You just got to be able to see it poke out on the other side. As long as you're getting through to the other side, you're good.
She spits a little bit. I've also never had a girl that was really good at titty fucking. I guess
There's no good or bad. It doesn't really happen very long. You know, you're only there for. It's like
it's a
transition.
A minute or two,
you catch your breath. You know, you fucking.
But then
here's
the other problem, right? I have a horrific ass, and my asshole's like. You know
what's wrong with it, Louis?
It's just sweaty and fucking gross and hairy and fucking. You don't want. So I feel like when I'm titty fucking a girl, when she's getting on, what is this called? The sternum. My sternum, or my taint and asshole are rubbing violently on her sternum.
Uh-huh.
And when I come off that, whatever that spot is going to be right there, it's not good. I don't know, man. There's nothing. And then in my head, I'm going like, does she feel the wetness from my thighs and asshole rubbing on her stomach? And she does. There's no way she does.
Oh, so because you're only thinking of titty fucking with her on her back. To me, titty fucking ideally is girl on her knees in front of you.
Oh, see, that I've never heard. That I've never
heard. It sounds like you're doing this as like a really high person. Like, it sounds like you're really in your head.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't believe how in your head you were about like
I've never really
comfort
been into it.
Or her.
Yeah,
pleasure.
No, I don't unless a girl asks me to come on her face, I don't ever ask a girl to come on her face. And then when she asks, it makes me go like, I don't really like this girl anymore.
Yeah.
Catch 22, baby. I'll never have true happiness.
Yeah, you can. Well, it's a big commitment. To do that, I used to have a bit about doing that once, and you just realize you're just not that type of person after you do it. It's fucking brutal.
My first thought is always, do I have something nearby to wipe her off with, or am I immediately going to have to go to the bathroom?
And she's got
to
sit there for that extra 48 seconds, going, I can't breathe. And then I feel bad because you're acting like my cum isn't awesome. Like, I want a girl that's going to lick my cum and start to like, this is the greatest thing in the world. And I've never had a girl that's acted like she's loved my cum.
I don't think that exists.
Is that a me thing, or have you got girls act like they love your cum?
No.
They definitely put on a show sometimes. They pretend.
It's a Jew liberal thing. Maybe that's what it is.
I've,
if you're a Jew liberal, the girls will love your cum.
I've never gotten that show before. It's always just like, ugh, Yeah, run to the bathroom immediately.
I feel like it's a one-night stand thing. It's not like a relationship thing. They're over your cum. But if you're having a one-night stand, they'll fake it a little.
Yeah. Well, I've never gotten the cum on the face on a one-night stand. Now that seems like, you know, it takes a couple of shots to break in.
Yeah, if I was gonna, I almost feel like if I'm gonna ask a girl to come on her face on a one-night stand, like that's almost like if she's not into that, like you've. In the moment, like, did you discuss it before? If I ask a girl, can I come on your face? And she says no, I'm not going to be able to come at that point. I'm going to be like, all right, well, now this is done.
Because you feel like a creep?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like she's like, now we're like disconnected sexually. Like, we don't have a...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's crazy. You took a risk and you weren't met there. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think it's a crazy thought at all. So you do it beforehand? I don't even know. I don't really know now, dude. I feel like I come off like way creepier than I really am, like in the bedroom.
Well, I'll tell you, in my experience, I've always gone with the, oh, I want to come on your face. Like, you don't ask, you just say it, but you give her the room to disagree. So you're just like, all your bases are covered.
Yeah. But it's like you said, it's just not a thing that personally does it for me. It's like I've seen it in porn, so I'm like, oh, I'll try it. But it's like it doesn't do anything for
me.
Yeah,
I haven't done it.
I don't enjoy it. It's like, that's the thing. It's like a lot of time you just like, well, this is what you do, so I'll do it, but... It doesn't connect.
No, what I like is to come in a girl and then another girl suck it out of her pussy and spit it into her mouth. Then she spits it into her mouth and they rub it on each other's tits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that old thing.
And then I tell them to leave. That's my fantasy for porn.
That's a good one.
That was one of my old ones.
Then I show them the gun has no bullets in it.
Ah, shit. All right, so fuck it. I guess you guys don't want to fuck Shannon. What would you do, Sam? Because Patrick shit the bed.
I'm just not romantic.
Shannon, is Patrick fucking you? This what he just said with everything he just said?
Well, it's between the two of them, though, right? So I have to hear Sam's first.
Oh, that is true, actually.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I like her commitment to the game. first date, Lewis, here's what I do. Hang out at a comedy club.
Yeah.
I go on, she watches me.
You really do this?
I've done it, yeah.
Of course, because look, it's a baller move.
Yeah, I go on.
I'm with you. There's no way. You don't even want her really to watch. You want her to be at the bar while you go, and she's assuming you're murdering.
Right, either way.
Yeah.
As long as she's there and I'm busy.
Yeah.
I get off stage, I'm like, do you want to have a couple whiskeys? I get hammered, I blow the whole thing, or do I?
Okay. All right. So that's it.
That's the question.
But I'll tell you right now, here's what can I tell you right now. You're doing okay because Shannon, if there's nothing else that she is, it's a star fucker. So if you're...
Well, I'm not a star.
Doesn't matter.
I think, well, it's you or me, so I mean...
The perception
I'm
here...
I'm a star in this scenario.
Look, you have an hour special.
In this room.
You have an hour special coming out on Comedy Central, okay? Actually, I have an hour special coming out on Gas Digital, motherfucker. So it's the same thing. Yeah. And
going the Dave Smith route. So,
more people will watch yours.
Well, look, I'm hoping I get it. I'm submitting. But
you just check the email. You're like, ooh, this is not going to work. For
Gas Digital passed on me. It's insanity. Shannon, and look, she's not really starting.
I left out the part on the date with Sharon where I talk about my ex, and I'm totally over her.
Are you going to call her Sharon the whole date, or are you going to call her by her actual name?
What did I say? How am I doing?
Yeah, now I'm back in the lead. He got the name wrong. That's awesome.
Well, no, here's the thing. You have an hour special coming out on Comedy Central. You've been on television multiple times. Sure. You're a great comedian. You're in all the major comedy clubs. You are on your way. You work the best comedy clubs in the world. You're headlining on the road. You're on your way to being, at the very least,
dine in a hotel room,
a functioning middle act.
Geraldo Jr.
No, but you're for Shannon's purpose, she doesn't fuck real famous people.
Sure.
You're a star. So, Shannon, who out of the scenarios?
Come here more often.
I know. I pick you up, dude. That's what I did, bro.
Well, whenever you're ready to pick me up, Lou, I'll
you gotta earn it, brother. So, Shannon, who are you fucking based off of this?
And remember, he did get your name wrong. Okay.
Go on. I feel like based on what I've heard, because he actually cared about knowing what it was that I liked or didn't like, it would be Patrick.
Yeah.
Wow. I think she made the right choice.
Shannon hates Jews.
Thank you, Shannon.
It has been decided. It's decisive. Is it because you're Jewish, Shannon? Be honest.
No. Are you Jewish?
No.
Shannon.
Yes.
Do you have a distaste for the Jewish people?
No, I don't think I've ever dated a Jewish person.
Is there a reason?
I don't think I have either.
Anti-Semite.
Is that a coincidence?
No. Oh no, I did one Russian Jew.
Ooh, that's not like a real, that's like a closed off Jew. You want like a New York neurotic.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Yeah, a Russian Jew is like a fucking,
I don't think I've ever dated a Jew. Maybe like back in the day. I'm like with that Annie Hall wasp fantasy.
Ugh. Yeah. You like, I like the other side of things.
I had an overbearing Jew mom, so I want a closed off.
Well, that's why dating a Puerto Rican girl now. Zach, you hit this, man. Come on.
I have a cough. I don't want to get anybody sick.
We're all good.
What a guy. You want us to blow it in your face?
Yeah, no, I've dated a few Jews in my day, and now I'm dating a Puerto Rican girl, which is actually, what's funny is it's so different because I've only dated white chicks, but she's also pretty whitewashed Puerto Rican. She's not.
Yeah.
Not
she's
real
not
deal.
Real Puerto Rican now. She's not fucking Christina Galston Puerto Rican.
Oh my God. Fucking, I forgot about her.
Yeah, she was at the roast battle last night. She is over the top Puerto Rican guy. We got to get her on the show.
I love
she had
it.
A great, she had a great video where she defended rapists. It was awesome. On Facebook, where she was like, sometimes bitches be lying about rape. Good job.
She's Christina. Like if Gina Brion like took it a step further.
Yeah. All right, real quick, Sam, you're gonna go to the bathroom. All right, Sam's gonna go to the bathroom. I'm gonna really quickly just talk about one of our incredible sponsors while Sam is dropping a deuce or taking a pee. I don't know what he's doing. Okay, all right. So here's the deal: Thrive Market, Schroeder.
Yeah.
You ever use it?
No, but I'm already intrigued.
Doggy, you haven't lived. That's your problem.
Yeah.
That's literally one of the things I say about you. You don't live.
Yeah. It's going to change your life, dude.
Yeah, Thrive Market, I'm telling you right now, it really does. If you like to eat healthy, if you like organic food, healthy snacks, if you want beauty products, it's not just food. They have beauty products. They have skincare products. Let me tell you something. They got everything that you guys need, okay? And they have an unbelievable website that's easy to click through and organize everything. If you have a vegan diet, a paleo diet, gluten-free, whatever it is, you can just click through and choose those specific parameters so you make it easy to shop. Here's the thing, Patrick. I'm assuming you're in the supermarket all the time looking for, like, organic foods.
Oh, I always seek out the non-GMO label.
Right, exactly. So here's the thing. What you do is you'll know because you're shopping on Thrive Market that you already have that. You don't have to worry about reading labels. How much of your time is wasted reading labels?
Honestly, a week? Probably hours.
Lots of time.
Hours.
He acts like he's kidding, but he's being 100% honest right now. I know when Patrick's lying to me, okay?
I wouldn't lie to you.
He wouldn't leave.
Not about Thrive Market.
Okay, now here's the deal. Thrive Market, you don't have to do that because they've done all the work for you, okay? They make it super easy. The food is delivered right to your door, so you don't have to even go out anymore, baby. New York City is difficult to get around in. It's a crazy town, all right? You don't want to go to a supermarket and spend your whole day, hours of your life, shopping and reading GMO labels.
It's terrible.
You can go to thrivemarket.com, pick out your food, do your shopping online, do it super quick, get shipped to your door. They can afford to do it. It's basically kind of like a Costco deal, right? You have a membership, so they can afford to bring all the prices down to whatever the cheapest prices are. Go click around. You're not going to find cheaper prices. I promise you that much right now. And here is the best part right now. This is the craziest shit in the world. And Patrick, you're going to do this. Okay,
I'm already.
Right now, go to thrivemarket.com/RAP. Thrivemarket.com/RAP for Real Ass Podcast. Sign up today. You're going to get a 30-day free trial. Plus, you get $60 of free products.
It's a great deal.
Free products. We're giving you free products. 30-day free trial on the membership. $60 of free products, okay? My favorite thing I'm going to tell you right now, and there's no bullshit. Look at my Instagram. Go get the Picnic brand cappuccino butter coffee drinks. Just buy that. Spend all your money on that right now. There's no sugar in them. They're delicious. It's like liquid heroin.
Sounds amazing.
I think that's methadone is liquid heroin. But it is. If methadone didn't exist, people would be calling this liquid heroin. Okay, that's thrivemarket.com/rap. Thrivemarket.com/RAP. $60 of free product, 30-day free trial. We're not messing around here, guys. It helps out the show, which is probably the best part of all of it, right? That's it. All right, Real Ass Podcast, we thank you for that. And all right, let's get back into the show. I want to talk about this really quickly. Let's do Does It Live, Shannon?
Does it live or does it die?
There's no graphic.
No graphic.
Okay. We're just looking at the TV.
Spirit Airlines flight. There was a girl in, I believe it was Florida, young girl, 20 years old, 21 years old, who was told that she was allowed to bring her pet hamster on to a flight by the people she called up. She said, hey, I have a pet hamster for comfort. Some horse shit, right? And they were like, yeah, you could bring it. And then they got there, and they were like, no, you can't bring this pet hamster. So
on the flight,
they're like, no, you can't do
what
it.
What airline?
Spirit Airlines. So they fucked up and they told her. So there's a big, huge thing at the airport. I'm not going to say exactly what happens. Do you think this hamster lives or dies? What do you think happened here? Patrick Schroeder, what do you think happened?
Well, I know this story.
Oh, well, then don't answer. Don't fucking cheat it up.
This guy's fucking, he reads up on hamster news. Like, he does. Yeah.
I have a Google alert. Yeah. Anytime a hamster gets on
Spirit
It's
really just
Airlines.
Richard Gere stories until this one came out. It's been crazy. What do you think, Sammy?
If I have to guess, knowing Spirit's very strict carry-on policies, I would say the hamster's dead.
Okay. All right, what do you think happened?
If I have to guess, they say they couldn't bring the hamster on. The person didn't want to miss their flight because it's a fucking hamster. And she just let it go.
Yeah. It runs around the airport. Fucking security dog.
I would guess, maybe one of those like wheelchair things. They're just rushing an old lady to a flight. Just splat.
Gets caught in the wheel. Nobody even notices. They're like, yeah, it's a rat. Done. Zachy?
I'm guessing they told her it had to get stored under the plane and froze to death during the flight.
That's a really good guess. Yeah.
Wow, that's
really
not bad.
That's a fucking very educated guess there.
And as somebody who knows what happens, the way Lewis is building the suspense for this, I can't wait for you guys to find out what actually happened.
Yeah. Okay, here's actually what happened. The girl says an airline employee suggested she flush the hamster down the toilet. And the girl did it.
Oh, I like that.
She flushed her own pet hamster, but now the bitch is complaining. Pull up the story.
My guess was closer because it happened in the terminal.
Yeah, wow. Look, a woman had to flush her beloved pet hamster down the toilet due to a mix-up with Spirit Airlines. A sad story.
Was it beloved if you flushed it down the toilet?
Bellin.
While living?
Bellin, her name is Bellin Elda Kosi. I bet she's hot. That's a hot bitch name. If you're ugly with that name, God hates you.
No, yeah, she's like a blonde. I saw a photo.
Let me see a photo. Pull up a photo of her. That's really what this is about. Let's see. Initially, the Spirit staff told her she could bring the pet, but later they refused to let the animal on the plane. She said the company refused to let her bring the pet on the flight, and when she couldn't find an alternative mode of travel, she chose to flush the hamster. Spirit strongly denied the allegation. If this is your beloved pet, you can't complain. If you love this pet so much and you flush it down the toilet, and look, by the way, I have zero problem with flushing a hamster down the toilet.
I've never seen someone travel with a hamster.
I don't give a fuck about hamsters.
No, I hate all
animals. I talk about this in my act. I say, once you have a baby, every pet gets bumped down one level of importance.
Sure.
So that's a goldfish to me, dude. That's where they belong. You flush them and they let them go fucking live amongst the sea. Oh, she's so hot. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. If she told me, she was like, you have to bite the head off this hamster right now and I'll let you look at my tits, I would do it. She's so hot. Look at her. She's perfect. 21 is the perfect age for a woman. God bless their souls.
I've been researching why she needs an emotional support hamster, and I can't find it. I want to know this hot 21-year-old's reason for needing a hamster with her at all times.
She had cancer at one point, and she beat it, but while she had
cancer... She had HPV, that bitch. Look, that doesn't count. I guarantee you she had some fucking precancerous pussy cells, and she beat it. Shannon, have you had precancerous pussy cells? Guaranteed.
No.
Shut up.
Oh.
Yeah, you have.
I haven't.
Don't fuck me.
Deal.
Why would you need an emotional support hamster?
Hold on, let me find it.
See if there's anything out
there.
Because
she used to have cancer? Yeah, I don't understand that. That's not a lifetime pass to bring
it. And also, it's
around.
Not like... I guess
how small are we making these emotional support animals? Like dogs, I get, but a fucking...
caterpillar.
A caterpillar.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. I guess if it really does make you feel good, right? Like, look, all right, let's step away from it for a second. Let's stop being assholes. Let's stop being alt-right Christian fucking dickheads right now, okay? Let's step into Sam's world.
Come to the
side,
baby.
Come over.
Come to the dark side.
Come over to the fucking liberal.
I'm really going to try.
Jew fag liberal lane, okay? I threw fag in there. I'm
sorry. Plenty of room, baby.
I'm sorry.
There's plenty of room over here.
So, you know, look at this girl, man. She had cancer. Her pussy was destroyed. Some Puerto Rican guy.
I don't
feel
like the pussy part you made up.
It was destroyed. Yeah. Some Puerto Rican guy fucked her.
Yeah.
Said he was clean. Ugh. So she has this thing now. She, you know, she's emotional now. She's kind of, you know, walks around in life. She doesn't have a lot of friends because she's fucking embarrassed about this. So she has a little thing that legitimately makes her feel good. And it emotionally uplifts you. I understand. That's a cute little thing. It's got a little nose. Little eyes. I kind of understand it now.
No.
It's only because she's so hot.
I think if she really loved that hamster, she would have fucking Richard Geared it, man.
Bellin.
She would have smuggled it.
I want to reach out to her. Can I just send
her? How hard is it to smuggle a hamster, by the way?
It can't be that hard.
Yeah, what a fool. Well, I mean, kind of it would be, right?
Just throw it in your bag.
Couldn't you just get like a little cage for it and bring it with you in the cage?
So is it airline to airline? Because I guess she got it into the airport at that point. Who gives a fuck? She wanted to kill this hamster. I mean, dude, I smuggle so much shit on airplanes. You couldn't get this fucking hamster on?
No, she got past like security and then a Spirit person tracked her down.
Yeah, if
what do you smuggle on airplanes?
Nothing.
Yeah, why you can't just throw that out there?
Shut up, bro. That was a weird.
You guys are gay.
You're too relaxed, yourself, dude. Bro. You guys what, are so, what, just weed? Is that it?
No. Listen, so this chick, she got it past security.
Yeah.
At that point, you just fucking wing it. Even at that point, they go, cool, you can't bring the hamster on. You go, all right, I'll be right back. And you get a fucking Subway cup, and you put the hamster in the cup, and you fucking put the lid on, and you go, cool, how you doing? Go on the plane.
Oh, that seems a little suspicious.
And you realize the hamster died in lemonade.
It's a drowned hamster. Drowned.
Yeah, I don't really.
That's not suspicious.
I don't feel any sympathy for this girl whatsoever.
Yeah.
But hamster people are different people. None of us are hamster people.
I don't think anybody's hamster people.
You can't be a hamster. You can't love. How much could you love a hamster, really?
What's the shelf life on a hamster?
Like a week. They die like every week.
It's a couple years, I think.
How many years does a hamster live for? I think if anything that lives over 5 years, you can love.
About 4 years.
Ooh. Just missed it.
Just missed that.
Sorry,
unlovable. How long does a goldfish live?
You could love a guinea pig, but a hamster's guinea pigs are like
5 years.
The size.
Yeah, I think 5 years. Standard.
I've known some lovable guinea pigs.
You really?
Guinea pigs are kind of cute. They're kind of cute animals.
Mark DeMeo.
Says a goldfish can live 5 years.
Italian cop.
It took me a second, but it worked. Yeah.
What?
5 to 10 years a goldfish can live.
5 to 10 years?
Yeah.
All right, this doesn't work. The standard of love doesn't work with the 5 year thing, man, because I can't love a goldfish.
You can't?
I was on a podcast with. Who the fuck was it with? I don't want to forget these guys' names because they're nice guys and they're potheads. It was like a pothead podcast. So one guy moved out to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Really big fucking pothead. You would know him. He's like a younger comic.
Evan Jones.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Evan Jones, he had a hot black girlfriend.
Yes.
That's the guy.
And not holding it against him. what? We're an alt-right Christian program.
Stop trying to impress me, Lewis. I already like you.
Patrick, all you right? know what we are. You know what you came into. You're part of the program.
I don't know who to side with between...
So listen to me.
It's a really tough choice.
And then Spinola, the other kid's name was.
Spinola?
Steven Spinola.
That's a pothead name.
And they did a podcast, and I went to their place, and it was, you know, the little whole thing is they just smoke a lot of weed with you. And you know,
wait,
just...
did you smoke the dab out of the Hasidic Jew?
Maybe. But they had
did that show, and they had a big glass piece that was a Hasidic Jew that you smoked dabs out of.
I felt really weird about it. This was a moment in my career that I felt weird. It was actually a moment in my career that I kind of felt like I was actually kind of getting somewhere, too. And Sam, I think when you got your hour special, this is kind of probably how you felt, right? Steven had a pet fighting like Chinese fighting fish, right? In the thing, and then just to wield my power, I was like, "Oh, you should kill that fish. You should put it on the table and kill it."
What the fuck?
With scissors. It's on the podcast.
You're a dark fuck.
Listen. I was like, you should cut the fish's head off with scissors.
This is exactly the guy who beheaded St. Valentine. Yes. It is you. That is 100% you.
The fish's name was Valentine.
You Claudius. The cruel.
Listen.
The cruel motherfucker.
Claudius the cruel.
Jesus Christ.
Gomez the cruel.
Claude Lewis the cruel. So... I was like, all right, dude. I was like, pull. And it was weird because I don't even know how we got there. We were just high. And I was like, you know, nobody gives a fuck about a fish. And they were kind of joking about killing the fish.
The only violent pothead
and
I've
I was
ever
like,
met.
And then I was like, I'll give you, I gave him something to kill the fish. I was like, give you like 10 bucks or something like that. I dared him. And I was like, give you 10 bucks. And he was like, 10 bucks. And I was like, fine. So then he took the fish out of the tank and he put it on the table and he took the scissors and he went to go. And I stopped him. It was like God with like Cain and Abel. Does he stop him from killing his kid?
I think you're thinking Isaac and Abraham, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that Isaac and Abraham?
It's Ash Wednesday. God bless him.
No, where he challenges him to kill
to
his
kill
son.
To kill his kid and then he's going to go do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Sure. Yeah. Whatever.
Shannon,
is that
look
what
it up.
It is?
I don't know.
Whatever that story is.
It's Isaac and Abraham.
I stopped him.
That's your people's testament.
Sure.
You stopped him?
I stopped him from killing
you stopped him
fish.
From doing the thing you told him to do?
Yes.
Okay.
But I wanted to see how far I could push him. And I pushed him to the brink and he was willing to do it. And then I saw in his face that he was sort of hurt, that he was willing to do it, and I've never talked to him again.
Well, I don't know what the moral of the story is, but...
I don't either, but the point is...
Lewis needs to be studied, like, at all times. There should just people... You should have a camera crew around you at all times.
The point is...
I want the documentary on Lewis. Gomez the Cruel, a Netflix short... So you push him to the brink. The fish is out of the water.
Yeah, out of the water. So do you making eye contact with his father as he's about to kill it.
Do you think you manipulated him to the brink, or do you think he was fucking with you?
No, he was going to kill this fish, dude. He was going to kill this fucking
fish.
By
your hand.
By my hand. And it was weird. It was, I think what it was, I think he was sort of trying to impress me.
Yeah.
And it got out of hand.
It's like, well, that's God right there, isn't it? You try to impress him and then it goes to another level.
That's the Old Testament.
You were God to this guy.
And it got out of hand. What's fucked up is the audio for this. It is out there, I think, but it was the audio didn't like record, so it's just really, really shitty audio. But you can go find this. It's so fucking weird and bizarre. And like I was just like,
how long did he have this fish?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't remember.
It looks like the type of fish that lives a while.
How long do these Chinese fighting fish live? Are they unlovable? They kill other fish, dude. If you throw a goldfish, pull up a video of a Chinese fighting fish killing another fish. I wonder if that's always a rumor. They always said that, right? The Chinese fighting fish would kill each other, and we never mixed them because of that.
I did. Me and my buddies in high school, one day we got super high and went to the pet store and got fighting fish and put them all in the same bowl, and most of them just like drowned or died immediately. Like getting them back from the pet store, we were high. Like two of them went at it a little bit. Most of them just swam around and then eventually were like belly up.
But they must have been belly up from fighting. They don't just die from...
No.
Did you put them in the wrong kind of water?
I think we might have put them in the wrong water.
So that's why they didn't fight, because they were...
Yeah, it was a
real... suffocating.
It was a real miscalculation by our part. Yeah. And then my mom came home, so
you're the worst
like,
UFC promoter ever. We're going to drain the oxygen from the arena.
But I think everybody has had that idea. We really try. I think we got further than any group of stoner idiot kids did. Yeah. We just didn't have the right water.
We tortured a cockroach one time, a gigantic, huge water bug on a roof. We tortured him
like
for
the first scene in every serial killer documentary, like an torturing animal.
Puerto Rican Christmas.
Doggy, we fucking tortured this cockroach for like an hour. We looked at him in his face. We just saw like there was pain on him. Like he fucking, like, oh, dude, we really fucked this cockroach up, dude.
You sound like you're talking about Vietnam right now.
We wore his feet around our ears. So let me see. This is a Chinese fighting fish killing each other?
Yeah, it's like 13 minutes. I'm trying to find the moment.
Shannon's not good at finding moments.
Can you put the titty fucking on?
If you had any comedic timing, you would just put the titty fucking on.
They live 2 to 4 years, by the way.
They live 2 to 4 years. These are See, goldfish are even fucking more lovable than Chinese fighting fish. That's it. I want to see a Chinese fighting fish just burrowing through a goldfish fucking stomach. That's what I imagine they would do. I have no idea. What do they do? What kind of fucking little bitch ass goldfish do?
It's like, I don't know. They like flop around.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? This is awful. That's not
looks
fighting.
Like really trying to get away though. Look
at that. Yeah. All right. Shannon, if you could find some Chinese, I don't want to watch you trying to find it. It's awful.
Yeah, it's just too much behind the scenes.
Yeah. I just want to watch the fight, baby.
That was like the build up, the video packages before the fighting fish fight.
Did you have pets as a kid growing up, Sammy?
I had a guinea pig for a little while, and then my brother had a dog, and that was it.
How long do guinea pigs live?
Not long under my care. I did not do a great job. No. How about you? Do you have pets?
Yeah, I had everything, dude. We killed them all. It wasn't on purpose. I wasn't like a serial killer. And by the way, when I tortured this cockroach, I was an adult. Yeah. So I want you guys to realize it wasn't like, I wasn't like a child. I was like 22. We're smoking a blunt on a roof and cockroaches shouldn't have been coming by that roof that day.
Yeah.
Wrong place, wrong time.
He knew what he did.
As they say.
It's a bad neighborhood.
Most awful creatures on earth, dude. I mean, like, it's like, you know, they're the Nazis of bugs.
They are.
You know, if somebody was fucking...
They'll be around long after us.
Dude, it's worse than the Nazis.
Wait, I want to...
It's worse than the Nazis.
Let them keep going with this.
You know, it's fucking... They're like they're like fucking pedophile... Not even just pedophile. Worse than pedophiles, dude. Because they're the worst. They're the worst of the species, right? So they are pedophiles who only fuck babies to death. So nobody would... All right, you hear about this.
A very picky pedophile.
You hear about this in like really fucking like depraved
really
areas. Like Brazil and like South America and Harlem. Like people fuck babies to death, okay? It's like a thing that happens all the time, okay? Now, guys that do that, okay? Now, while sometimes we give them real ass dude of the week honors here, what I'm saying, not every week, what I'm saying is those guys you would be willing to torture to death, right? You'd be willing to put them in some sort of giant glass contraption and smoke them out.
I just don't want to be a part of that world.
What?
The finding the baby fuckers and killing them. I don't know.
Look, nobody wants to be a part of that world, but if you happened upon one.
I'd be pissed.
You're on a roof smoking a blunt with your boy Joe.
Mackie.
And now it's a big black guy.
Okay.
And your boy Dave Smith.
Sure.
You're 22 years old. Uh-huh. Okay. You're just smoking a blunt, minding your own business. All of a sudden, pedophile that fucks babies to death walks by. And he's bragging about it. It's like, that's what I do, man. I just fuck babies to death. It's awesome.
You should have seen this baby.
Oh, dude, was
I totally fucked him to death.
Oh, I could have let it live, too, but I just kept going. Now, what do you do, man? And then there's a torture devices everywhere. Because to cockroach, everything is a torture device. A pencil, yeah. A cigarette, a cup. I mean, anything you have on this table, you could... Think about this, dude. What could you do to a cockroach with this? I mean, unbelievable shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could really fuck up its day.
Yeah. I'm not being crazy here. I think this is actually a really good analogy.
He's pouring ash.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It's Ash Wednesday. I'm just trying to celebrate my religion on our Christian program, Zach, you fucking God. Cunt piece of shit. Sorry, guys. I'm celebrating the religion, and Sam is being a Jew, and Zach and Patrick are being anti-Zach. Come here. It's Ash Wednesday. Zach is Ash Wednesday.
You guys are going to hell for this.
You're going to hell, dude. Come here, Shorty.
Please don't
it's Ash Wednesday. Come
this
here,
too
dog.
Far away.
No, it's not. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Jesus.
Here he comes.
We're going to do it all. Even you, Sam.
We're getting this done. Everybody's getting ashes. Lewis is being here, everybody.
There we go.
We'll walk around with dumb shit on our heads.
There we go. Guys, I was kidding. It's shit. I put shit in here before the show. It's a prank that I do every February.
You know what? It's following the dead baby fucking, it's not that shocking.
Nah,
you know
yeah.
what? To be honest with you, the show really has gotten dark.
Yeah.
We used to kind of be we used to kind of take ourselves seriously. And I feel like we jumped the shark at one point, and we're no longer the same news program that we used to be.
This was a news program?
This started out as really a news program, I would say. And it's
you
kind
and Tom
of...
Brokaw were the original hosts.
I don't know what happened here, but we have a new production team, and
you're doing a great job, dude.
But look, we're celebrating Ash Wednesday. That's fun.
Sure.
Yeah, I felt ridiculous.
So did you have pets as a kid, Patrick?
Yeah, cats and dogs and all that.
Cats. Yeah, you have all that stuff. I had all those things. Sebastian was my dog. We named all of our pets because my sister was 2 years older than me, and she was a metalhead. All of our pets and fish were just named after 80s metal stars. So our dog Sebastian, named after Sebastian Bach. We had a or the fish that the giant fish that cleaned our fish tank with the big suction lips, Steven Tyler.
Clever.
Yeah.
All of my pets were named after.
I can't take credit for that. Hold on, that was my sister. I don't want to take credit.
Yeah, we
for
know.
That was my thing.
You said.
We said clever.
I had a dog named after Donovan McNabb and a cat named after Dr. J.
You named your dog Nigger.
Jesus Christ!
Are you kidding me? I don't know who he's black. Did I nail the joke? Is he black?
Did you nail the joke?
I don't know if he's black.
Did you nail the joke or is he black?
I took the chance.
Yeah, I nailed the joke. Like that was a real witty line.
Did I nail the joke?
Is he black?
Yeah, you got it.
I nailed the fucking joke.
Nice job, pal.
Yeah, you guessed the guy named Donovan was black. Congratulations. Yeah.
He's a chunky stab.
He's named after what he does. Steals.
Nab. Yes. McNabs. That's right up there with the guinea pig joke from earlier.
I tell bad jokes. Shannon! I just... I need a Lewis attack. I'm crushing it right now.
There's some sort of sound that you play when
we're
you say the N-word.
No, we're going to edit all this part of it, and then it'll just be edited in smoothly as the Lewis attack.
Nice.
After I nail that awesome joke. And we're going to get another part where you guys are laughing.
Please edit that.
Shannon, I need you to... Somehow, I need to take all of Sam's words and edit them together to say, I approve of everything Lewis says on this podcast. I'm sure he said those words at one point on some sort of recording. Why don't more people do that?
Just lie about what you say?
Yeah, doctor audio and just fucking make up shit. That's what I would do. That's when people say that I say the N-word, I'm like, that's just doctored audio. People just took me saying nig and then and put it together. I've never said the N-word.
They could just use this, what you're saying right now, your admission that that's not what you do.
They edited all this together. These people are very good at editing. Wow. I was just talking about,
the titty fucky edit woman. She's good at this?
None of this is my stuff. I come in every day and I just talk about news. And then Shannon puts her fucking crazy magic editing powers into this and turns it into this filth factory.
I am trying to do the news, damn it.
It's still Shannon right now.
I think you should come on after Maddo, man. I mean, this is fucking, this is good stuff.
What, you mean nigger? Did I nail it?
No, not her.
Did I nail it?
Lewis, I just got an email from Gas Digital. They're dropping your special.
Is Maddo a black man?
All right. Not so much.
That was good. Come on, guys. That wasn't clever. That was kind of clever.
I mean, the first one almost, but...
I think the second one was more clever technically. Zach, you're with me, right? Zach completely gets everything I do.
Absolutely. I'm 100% for you, boss.
Thank you, buddy. Shannon, I Lewis attacked pretty hard. Nailed it.
All right.
So, anyway, we got a couple more minutes here. I know, Sam, you got to leave a little bit, you know, soon.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your show. What show? What show is
that? MSG Network's People Talking Sports. Should be a fun one. I think we got John Wallace from the Knicks in the 90s.
You
fun
mean?
Guy. I walked right into that one. Right? No, he's a great. I love John Wallace. And then we got, I think Roy Wood is on it as well. Funny dude.
Shit. That's great. Dude. Good for you, man. Yeah, yeah, go watch Sam's it's show. Fun. And also, you have a great podcast as well.
Yeah, it's called Keeping Joe. Joe Mackey, Liz, the seller manager, Phil Hanley.
Mm. Oh, dude, Joe Mackey is one of the funniest fucking dudes. Actually, we have Joe Mackey coming on Skank soon. I want to.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh. He's coming on a more.
Oh, Phil, I wish you wouldn't go there. Lewis?
Yeah, really? Black History Month, this is how you celebrate?
Oh, he's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, Black History Month is a really fun time during the Legion of Skanks podcast.
Mackey's one of the best joke writers.
If you guys haven't been listening to the show, which most of the people that listen to this one listen to that one, we have a black intern that we've dressed up as a slave for the month. And we whip him.
All right.
It's tongue-in-cheek.
And this is you do that here or downstairs at the creek?
We do that everywhere.
Oh, you just around
life,
the city?
7 days a week. Oh. Yeah. So here's the thing. One more little thing before you get out of here.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this last little news story because, once again, this is a news show.
Of course.
A Chicago news station.
I'm in Chicago tomorrow.
There you go.
Zanies.
There you go. Also, you know what?
Thursday through Sunday.
We didn't do any fucking plugs, Shannon. God damn it, Shannon. Let's get the plugs now before Sam gets out of here. Look, hundreds of thousands of people listen to this podcast, and this is going to be the biggest fucking moment of your life.
I appreciate it.
Biggest moment of your life. You have ashes on your head. Is it burning your Jew head?
It's hurting a lot. The horns are doing their best to stay in. But this is where I do the plugs. Zany's Chicago this weekend, and I'm at the St. Louis Funny Bone next weekend.
I'm a feminist one. Go see Sam Morrell.
Oh, and Comedy Attic next month, Tacoma Comedy Club next month.
Wear your Real Ass Podcast shirts. Wear your Legion of Skank shirts. Show them your fucking skank hands. Let them know that you came out because you heard them on our fucking shows. Come out and support the stand-up. Even if you hate stand-up, come. A lot of people hate stand-up now.
Really?
I don't know why.
Why?
I don't get it. It's comedy concentrate, bitch. Come and laugh for an hour. Who gives a fuck? How do you hate stand-up? Scrotum.
I have a podcast called The Good, The Dad, and The Ugly you can check out. And just follow me at Trotime everywhere on the internet. And you can find out through there.
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. My new movie, Return to Nukem High Volume 2, has our Philly premiere on March 1st at the Trocadero. And then March the 8th, we have a week-long run at the La Emily Theater in Los Angeles.
I'm already torn. I used to jerk my dick to this video. Little fucking Dyke Natalie Imbruglia. Fuck yeah, dog. Look at her. She's cute. Little smoke show. I liked her. Frumpy dude, bitch. Looks like Eli Sayers. That's like Eli Sayers looks like where is she now? Eli is the roast battle champion at the stand.
This is so 90s.
Yeah. Remember how girls look like that? You're like, hey, we accepted it. We're like, all right, you frumpy bitch. I like it. Let's do it. She's on fucking television. This is a star. And that's how she looks. Like fucking Daria.
She's torn, Lewis.
She will be, right? Am I right, Patrick? Boom. March 23rd, 24th, Boston, myself, Dave Smith, co-headlining. Come the fuck out, Boston. Secret podcast being planned for a secret location. You're only going to be able to get the tickets that fucking night. Yeah, that's right. We're not fucking around, guys. Last time, you know, we were in a fucking dungeon. Shit got weird. If you come this time, I promise you right now, you're going to do drugs. You could probably touch my dick. Fact. Next comedy stop, Boston, March 23rd, 24th. Then I'm going to be in L.A. the 25th through 30th. Doing Kill Tony. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies. Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store on Wednesday night podcast featuring Anthony Cumia, Dan Soder. I think Joey Diaz is coming on. Stand-up show on Thursday night. Super secret lineup on Thursday night at the Comedy Store. Get tickets right now at thecomedystore.com. GomezComedy.com for all my other dates. Lots of stuff coming up. Houston's coming up this summer, I know. What else? Oh, yeah, Roastmasters every Tuesday night at the Stand.
Am I roasting somebody next week?
You want to still, dude? I need a main event still. Just fucking double main event. To fuck, dude. You don't fuck around.
I mean, yeah.
Scroll Time's in. I'm going to, let me see. I emailed a bunch of people to see who's available. Let's see. Ooh, Chloe McGovern said she's available. Hooper said he's available. Hooper and Chloe McGovern.
I don't know.
Paul Hooper.
Oh, yeah. Do Hoop.
Road Warrior.
Do the Hoop? Hell yeah. I love
McGovern's
her.
A monster, though.
Hooper's got those bags under his eyes. Yeah, man. He's seen some shit.
Hooper's my buddy. I like him.
Paul Hooper, Patrick Schroeder, next Tuesday, the 20th, main event.
Yeah, and I'm judging, right?
And you're judging. Sam Ross judging. It's an 8 p.m. show.
All right. Yeah.
If you guys want to come, it's free tickets if you use the promo code RAP at thestandnyc.com. Also, go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. And once a month, we give away a free T-shirt to one lucky reviewer. Good or bad, we don't give a fuck. Real ass doggy.
That's nice.
Thanks, Shannon. Thank you, baby. You gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I gotta
go. It's all good, Sammy. Thank you, my
Thanks
brother.
Thanks for having me, dude.
You're a fucking monster, and we love you, dude.
Thank you, buddy. Good to see you guys.
Thank you very much, man.
Watch your face before you leave, Sam. Don't forget.
No, dog. You gotta leave it out all day. That's what Ash Wednesday is, dude. Doggy. I'll see you later, man. What a faggot, right? Oh, he's in the room still.
No, yeah. Wait for him to leave.
Oh, sorry. I'm already torn.
It's not a bad song.
It is a pretty decent song. Did you see this one? Chicago News Station refuses.
Confuses.
Shut up. The fuck up, dog.
You were all over that.
Chicago News Station refuses to be cool by fucking up on their news station story.
Good save.
And
you got him.
This news station, they were covering the Olympics, which I don't give a fuck about. I'm not one of these phony assholes, okay? No. We haven't talked about the Olympics. We don't talk about the Olympics with Donald Trump on the show, okay?
Thank God.
You know, we're all right, but we leave politics out of it, all right? We're a good Christian program. We're about God, and we're about, you know, the alt-right movement, but we're not talking politics.
We're not bragging about it.
Yeah, we're not assholes. But they confused Pyeongchang, which is the city that's hosting the Olympics, the Winter Olympics right now. And they put in the graphic, pull up the graphic, Shannon. They put up the graphic on this on the news fucking station. It said PF Chang. It's just great. I was going to give them Real Estate of the Week until I found out about the guy who killed St. Valentine. They were going to get it. Now we're just, you know, we're sitting here. That's just life.
That is hilarious.
That's not even the right flavor of Asian.
Yeah. You know, whatever, man. Here's what really happened. If you go on to read the story, is they did a satirical segment on a previous thing on the station the week before, and they just fucked up the graphic. They pulled that graphic, and somebody fucked up, or somebody was being an asshole.
Yeah, I think somebody was having fun.
Yeah, why not though? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And then P.F. Chang's, look up their tweets. P.F. Chang's jumps on the opportunity to go viral.
Yes. Somebody very savvy in the social media department.
That's another thing they're doing too, like Steakums. Steakums very smart. I got to give Steakums some credit because their Twitter, whoever their guy is, I don't know who it is, but he knew that comedy podcasting is a thing, right? And that comedy podcasters are influencers and that people pay a lot of money to advertise on these podcasts, right? So instead of, it's really brilliant. Instead of paying money to advertise on podcasts, it was just kind of funny. He just started tweeting at all these different comedians and just being engaging in a very funny way, in a real way, you know, retweeting stuff. And it was, he's obviously a podcast fan. Like, he's obviously a fan of, like, you know, Death Squad and LOS and, like, all these different little pockets of podcasts. And he just started, like, sending us stupid shit and, like, you know, and people started talking. I'm talking about it right now. I'm talking about Steakums. You know, and it's a brilliant thing. And, you know, you could spend your money advertising, obviously, and pay people to talk about your product. Or you can spend your money, you know, if you get a really good social media person, there might be more value in spending $80,000 a year on somebody who can really create social engagement and get, you know, people that are influencers talking about your product versus, you know, spending $200,000 a year on advertising.
So you're not getting any money from Steak'ems at
Nothing.
All?
Nothing.
Okay, good.
Because you're not even getting Steak'ems.
If you go to Steak'em.com and you use the promo code LJG, you will save 20% on your Steak'em orders.
People are ordering Steak'ems online.
Yeah, they do. They're frozen Steak'ems to your house monthly. You get a subscription, $20 a month, nonstop Steak'ems.
Yeah, well, I ate Steak'ems a bunch when I was a kid, and then I had it one time and threw up, and then I never
Doggy,
again.
Don't disrespect our sponsor. Well, they're paying us a lot of money to be on this podcast.
All right. Well, I'm just
I'm actually their social media guy. No, but they're, you know, P.F. Chang's then sort of tweeting about it, which is funny. I don't know. It's stupid.
I'm weirded out by all that, like, brand awareness company, like, we're Steak'ems is funny, or like PF Chang's, we gotta have a sense of humor. It's like, you're just a business. Well, yeah. Why are you trying to be funny online? I mean, I get what you're saying, where it does raise awareness, but just that whole
I don't
thing.
Understand why, like, you know, I agree with you to a certain degree, but I feel if they nail it, it's a chance.
Yeah.
It's almost like you look at, like, jokes. You look at, like, a prop joke. We'll go back to the roast battle analogies, right? We've watched people do this where they pull out a prop. You're taking a fucking chance.
Yeah.
Because if you bomb with that.
If you bomb, you're standing there holding a teacup.
It's fucking awful. It's a nightmare. Okay? You know, Karen with that fucking shirt.
Oh, with the rhesus monkey?
Oh, dude. Oh, it was so uncomfortable. She made, she got a t-shirt made with this fucking face on it to articulate this joke, and she just didn't nail it, and just uncomfortable. Like, everyone's like it was horrific.
Yeah, you can't, like, bomb with a prop.
It was horrific. And
then you're just standing on stage with a poster of a baby stripper. Like a shithead.
Listen. Yeah, it was fucking, oh shit, Shannon. Shannon. I never tweeted out anything for questions.
Why did you let him do that, Shannon?
I'm so sorry.
Shannon, you have to start being in charge of this. I can't just fucking do this.
You knew he was going to get high.
Respond to this tweet with your real ass questions. In the chat right now, if you guys want to ask any real ass questions, we will also answer them. Because if you're a guest digital subscriber, you can be a part of the chat. Right,
there's
Shannon?
Chat? I didn't
there's
know
a chat
there's
room
a chat.
Right now, bitch.
What? People are chatting about this?
Only for the subscribers.
Actually, it's big, it's big today. There's 115 people in there.
Fuck yeah, there is.
The
all right,
the chat.
That's just the chat. Just those are the people that toggle on the motherfucking chat, doggy.
That's awesome.
So, any questions in the chat? You let me know, Shannon.
Okay.
Reading them, Zach, please.
Sorry.
Now on the show.
Why don't you get a cough button in here, Lewis?
Because you're not allowed to cough on the show. That's a rule.
That's a rule?
Yeah, okay. So Zach just broke the cardinal rule of the show.
Yeah. Well, I heard, like, Vince McMahon won't let people sneeze in meetings or something. So that's like Lewis.
Is that a real thing?
I've heard he's like
you cannot sneeze in front of Vince.
Why?
He, like, loses his mind. I think he's a germaphobe.
Is he, like, a lunatic?
I think it's like a lack
of... Is that what happened to that chick that he raped in Florida? She sneezed and was like, ah! Yeah, bitch, I'm going to take your pussy.
Allegedly.
Yeah, he's a psychopath. Hmm. There's like an entire list of words you're not allowed to say.
Shannon, I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I drank my coffee and there was something solid that came into my mouth. What the fuck are you doing to my coffee?
Happy Valentine's Day.
What the fuck was that, Shannon?
I think maybe your ashes from before went in it.
No way.
How solid was it?
It was solid. It's all like lumpy.
Like how big?
Maybe
of a lump?
Maybe shitty milk. Is this milk shitty?
Ooh. No, I bought it yesterday.
Yeah, you fucking yeah. I will answer the tweets. I bet you we'll get them in real time. Anything from the chat, Shannon?
Do you guys know yet which night you'll be doing the podcast after the show in Boston?
Saturday.
Okay. That's
Thanks.
It so far.
Iron Dan.
What? Iron Dan. This hooked on phonics motherfucker over here. You looked up like you were going to get away with it, too. You're the look on your face. You're, like, mischievous, like,
I am Iron Man. Iron Man. God, I stink. I am I'm one of the best broadcasters in the game, by the way.
I would say that about you.
It's really true. This is how I talk. Stop. That it's actually a compliment to how good I am, because I can't formulate a thought.
And you overcome it.
Yeah. Iron Dan, 22, says, what does GAS stand for? You guys know that. Gomez and Sutton. Do you guys remember
that? Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, really? Yeah, Gomez and Sutton, guys.
Makes sense.
You know, Ralph really wanted to call it SAG. And I was like, no, that's already an organization.
Yeah.
Screen Actors Guild. So we went with GAS. And that's that. The rest is history.
That's there's no more to the story?
No.
No other names were floated?
The influence was, he said, Lars Media. That was what it was close to. He was like Lewis and Ralph Studio, Lars Media.
Oh.
And then we opted for GAS Digital, which I thought was better because it works with the logo. And
yeah. Lars, you would have had to use, like...
I don't know. Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's weird. This is Cohagen 90 says, isn't New York overcrowded and too expensive? How do comics afford to live there? That's actually a really decent question. Yeah. Zach, you want to answer this?
Hold on, before you do that.
If you ever interrupt me again,
Shannon. I'm sorry, it's important.
Go ahead.
Give me a fucking answer! 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 Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right, niggas. You know what's up. It's real ass question time. Shannon, make that edit all together and make it sound perfect, okay?
Okay.
Got it. So, you understand, the show comes out like a straight up news program when she's done editing it.
That's insane.
It's crazy. Shannon, how can they join the conversation usually?
You can go to gomezcomedy.com, the contact section, and in the email, title it Real Ass Questions, or you can go to Lewis's Instagram, Gomez Comedy, or his Twitter, Lewis J. Gomez.
That is true. And now you can join the live chat if you're a GAS Digital subscriber. We will answer questions from the chat every week. Shannon, you have another question over there?
Yeah, there's a bunch. I'm just trying to think of which.
All right, get the best one. I'll get another one here, and then we'll come back to you, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll do the why isn't New York too overcrowded and expensive? How do comics afford to live here?
A lot of people like double or triple up on apartments, share rooms. A lot of people, it's like almost like a comedy apartment. People kind of trade off when they find a cheap place.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're like me and move into an apartment far out of the city in 2009 and then refuse to leave.
Do you live with your girl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's good because then you're
splitting. You still live in Jersey?
Up. No, I live in Bay Ridge.
Oh.
We're best friends.
Ha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out in Ridgewood. I have two roommates.
Yeah. Roommates. Yeah. It's all roommates. Here's what happens. Like, New York couples move in together a lot quicker than other couples.
Yeah.
Because you go, like, why am I spending $1,800 a month for a studio when we could spend fucking, you know, $1,000 each for a one-bedroom or whatever, you know, $1,100 each, for Manhattan. That's Manhattan prices, yeah.
And if you're spending like 4 or 5 nights a week together anyway, you're just like, why am I paying all this money? And there's always like one dominant apartment where it's just easier for everyone to meet there.
And that's like the New York trajectory. After like 6 months, New York couples move in. It's crazy. Yeah. 6 months a year, they move in together. And, it's a little bit weird.
And then 6 months later,
they break up and they move out. And that's that. You know, they move in with their next girlfriend. And, you know, your baby's mama is furious. Whatever. What are you going to do? That's life. No, here's the truth. If you guys have to understand, sometimes some people don't understand how expensive New York is. If you want to live, let me give you an idea, okay? If you want to live by the Comedy Cellar in the West Village, for a studio apartment, you're talking about $2,500 minimum, one bedroom, $3,000, two bedroom, $4,200, $4,500, you know, going up from there. I mean, that's like, you're talking about minimum for that area. We looked at a place in the West Village that was $2,800. It was a 1.5 bedroom, but it was fucking fourth floor walk up, tiny, tiny. This is when I first had my kid. Yeah. And the half bedroom was like a fucking closet, basically. They were going to make his nursery, and we were like, no, we can't do this. You can move to Harlem, where I live, okay? In Harlem, you can get like a nice two bedroom for $2,500, one bedroom for $2,000, you know? Even like Brooklyn, deep out in Brooklyn, you got to go like into shitty neighborhoods, you start to save money.
Yeah.
You know, but if you want to live by yourself in like a shitty neighborhood in Brooklyn, it's still going to cost you $1,600 a month.
Oh, yeah.
$1,500 a month. So even that's a shitty fucking neighborhood, an hour out of anything cool.
Yeah.
But if you're a comic in the city, you shouldn't be home that much anyway.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's like you don't really need a good place. It's just...
You just need a place to sleep.
Yeah, I've lived in places where it was so shitty, like no windows and no AC. It's like just be out of the house as long as possible and then get... drunk enough to come home and fall asleep immediately.
And that's it.
And then, like, I'm there 6 hours.
New York life
kind of
sucks dick until you start making money. Like, I'm fortunate enough now, like, my apartment's pretty nice. I live in a nice building. I got a kid. It's a different world, right? So I'm living, you know, I'm still house broke, basically. I still spend all the money that I make, and it goes out to bills and school and fucking, you know, child care and all the, you know, everything that I have. It's fucking crazy. And you look at it and you go, like, if I just moved to some shitty area out of the city in the suburbs, how much money I would save. Can't do it. Shannon, anything?
One question for Zach. What's your biggest tip for aspiring horror filmmakers?
Get an internship. Find a company that wants you and just learn how to make movies that way. There's no better experience than being on a real set. You can't learn it in school. You have to learn it on set.
That's why I tell people about Guest Digital. If you want to make horror movies, come work at Guest Digital.
Just rounding up more interns.
Well, look, you know, we it's not really interns. I mean, what do you call them? They're just extremely underpaid employees. I don't know. What do you want me to say? Why do we
call them observers?
I don't understand why you have to. It's like a legal thing. You have to pay interns in New York.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you can't just. Somebody can't volunteer their time and say, "Hey, I want to come and learn about this process." Right?
Yes, they can. You call them observers.
Is there a
that's
loophole?
What we do in trauma.
There's a loophole?
Yeah, we call them observers.
Can you send me that loophole, please?
Oh, my God.
Send me that loophole. Because, no, and I mean this. I'm not even being a cheap fuck here, right? We grow, you know, and I think we're very fair with the employees, and we try to spread the wealth around. We don't have a lot of wealth, but it's kind of fucked up because, you know, I podcasted for years without making a dime. Nothing. Zilch. Okay? And we're kind of starting off these new podcasts, and we're kind of creating an environment where people are making money. And I feel like if somebody, like if a young person, guys like Mike and Alex and Luke and these guys that are interns for these shows that are coming in and working with Guest Digital, they're getting a wealth of experience. Like, I mean, like the what they're taking away from this, they can go run a podcast network. They can go and do any sort of video editing, audio editing. I mean, they walk in with very limited knowledge, and they walk out having a general, real understanding of many, many different parts of what we're doing here. And me and Ralph run this much different than any other podcast network. So it kind of sucks that can't be a decision that an adult would come in and make and say, hey, I want to go and do that and work that place for 3 months, learn what I can learn and take out of it, and then walk away from it. And they would say that that's not okay. I thought my understanding is that you have to pay them fucking a couple hours a day or whatever it is, the rate is that they make you.
No, there's definitely ways around it.
Okay, well, we're going to figure them out.
And I don't know.
So that's Guest Digital, run by a Jew and Puerto Rican. Trauma. Two Jews.
See?
You need that.
Yeah.
You need that second.
But also, look,
you
don't want just fucking interns. You don't want people that aren't making money. You want people to see themselves growing with the brand and seeing the opportunities, because that inspires them. If you're just replacing free work with more free work, you see it doesn't really work that way. So to be honest with you, it's not even, when I say that, I don't even really want interns. Could we use a couple more guys around here to help out and learn? And yeah, of course. But the reality is we want to make enough money so we could hire skilled people in order to grow the business the way that it needs to grow. And you, by the way, you see that, right? Even you see Guest Digital in the past, you know, we've been around for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in April. You know, we were working with the bare minimums in the beginning, and you saw, you know, a lot of issues with everything from the service to the technology to, and now as we're moving the business along, we have more money and, you know, more skilled people are, you know, our team has learned more, we've learned how to work together more cohesively, we have a much stronger tech on the back end. You see, everything for the most part is working on a much higher level, and I know people in the chat are calling me an asshole because they're bitching about the fucking live streams or something, but the live streams have been fucking very consistent. It's at 3 months, and have we had, when is the last time we had a drop live stream, Shannon?
I'm not going to do it.
Is anybody talking shit about him?
Are they talking shit about me right now?
No. I don't want to jinx anything. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Don't even.
This person wants to know, when is Skankfest? This is BlindMike_ on Twitter. I've been doing a little soul searching on Skankfest. Look, I think Skankfest in New York is going to happen. It's not going to happen in multiple cities this year. I wanted to do it. I wanted to grow. The reality is everyone got too fucking busy. I got too busy as well, and my partners weren't offering me support on that side of it. So it is what it is. I'm not going to shit on anybody. It's fine. I wanted to grow it out and do it in multiple cities, and it just doesn't seem like that's going to happen. However, as I'm looking at it, like, Skankfest is a pretty incredible thing, what we created, and the venue that I booked for it, for New York, it's, like, awesome. Like, it's so perfect. It's the venue. We can get twice as many people there this year. It's designed. The venue is, like, designed for Skankfest. And because of that, and because it's been such a special thing, I don't think that I want to give that up. I'm going to be talking to the venue this week. I'm going to talk to my partners this week. I'll announce something Skankfest related within the, I will say definitely by the end of the month, we're going to hear something about Skankfest dates and more information. So we're going to do it in New York. So if you guys are around the world and you want to, you were expecting us to come around to different parts of the country, I'm sorry. It just did not work out. I at this time of the year.
I think it's cool that people like fly in for it and stuff.
Worldwide, baby. We have people from Norway, England. Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
It's the Legion of Skanks WrestleMania.
Yeah. The shit we have planned this year, once again, even bigger. I mean, the shit, we already had so much in place, like what we were trying to do. So now that it's not fucking seven cities, now it's one city. It's like, it's going to, believe me, this shit's going to be fucking crazy. Shannon?
What's your favorite weed strain?
Shut up. Gay question. Ban that person.
Ban them.
Ban that person from the chat.
Give them their money back.
Adam Labello, this is a great question. We're going to probably end this one with this one. He wants to know, have you ever fucked an ugly pig on Valentine's Day just so you didn't feel lonely? Or just so maybe she didn't feel lonely? Sometimes I like to throw a charity dick around. I've thrown some charity dick to some nice ugly broads and some fat chicks, and it's not, I shouldn't say charity dick. I'm still trying to get off. So I shouldn't act like I'm a fucking saint. You know, what am I going to do here? I'm not, you know. Nobody's perfect.
Exactly.
But it kind of turns me on that they're so turned on, that they're getting this fucking big beefy piece of meat, right? And that kind of makes me go like, oh, I'm the fucking man. Like, you
feel
know,
like a hero.
Like a stud. Yeah, I feel like a stud. I get to, you know, blow this chick's back out. She loves it. She's having a great time. Yeah. You know, I get to feel sexy. I get to feel like the belle of the ball for once. That doesn't happen too often for me. Contrary to popular belief. I know everyone thinks that it's all like fucking industry love for me and it's all like, oh my God, Luis J. Gomez, we can't get enough of him. But that's not how it is, guys. The reality, you know, that's only the perception.
We do all think that.
I know. Thanks, Shannon. I got a headache. Have you ever just fucked a pig on Valentine's Day to didn't feel lonely?
I don't believe so. But
that's
one time,
anytime a guy fucks, yeah. It's just to not feel lonely.
One time, man. I had a girl on Valentine's Day years ago when I still lived in the village call me drunk at like 5 o'clock. And she's like, I'm outside of your apartment. She came up. I went down on her. I went to go take a piss. I came back. She had her coat on and was going out the door.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah,
she completely played me.
Good for her.
And I love her still.
Yeah, I respect that. Good that woman. I would, like, if that happened to me, I would be like, good job.
Can't hate on that, man. No. I've had a few chicks do that where they're like, oh, you're just going to get me off. I'm happy to oblige.
That's like your hero, good guy instincts, you know?
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christian.
All right.
Shannon, real quick, let's end the show. Just give me some quick Valentine's Day facts. I asked you to look some up, right? Gee, what do you got? Anything thrown at us?
Richard Cadbury invented the first Valentine's Day candy box in the late 1800s.
All right, give me more.
220,000 is the average number of wedding proposals on Valentine's Day a year.
Wow.
All right.
The red rose was the favorite flower of Venus, the Roman goddess of love. $1 billion worth of chocolate is purchased for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
50 million roses.
Come on, more
are
quickly.
Given.
Go. Come on.
That's it.
That's all you got?
That's all that's 10, happened 10. On Valentine's Day?
Give me another one.
That's it.
That wasn't it. That wasn't 10. You read 5. You read 5. You dumb idiot.
Oh, okay. The Italian city of Verona
receives... can't hear your voice. It's squeaky.
1,000 letters go to Juliet every Valentine's Day.
That's all, folks.